Shalom, my brothers and sisters. We want to bring this week's sharing to a close by our last thought here. Jesus, our example of godly exhortation. Yesterday, we saw the thought, Jesus, our perfect example of humility. Now, there is a saying that goes that when pride comes, disgrace follows, but with humility comes wisdom. And greater than Solomon is here, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible says, as we read yesterday in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Shall we refresh our memory once again by reading that portion of scripture? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that what? Let this mind be in you. What is that mind? The mind that is able to totally submit our will unto the Father. Jesus totally submitted his will unto his Father, even unto the death of the cross. One of the most shameful deaths ever happened in history. And the Bible said he took the form of God. Jesus was in the form of God. The great eternal spirit created a body and indwelled that body, and through that he was able to save mankind unto himself. So here we see that the Lord Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. Amen. And so, the humble surrender to the Father's will is the path that our Lord is calling us to walk therein. The path of humility. The path of total surrender unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says, serve the Lord with all thy mind, with all thy mind, thy soul, everything that lies within you, serve the Lord. If we are able to do that, then we are humbling our souls. We are humbling ourselves before the mighty God who will in due time raise it up. Hallelujah. So that is the path that God is calling you and me, my brothers and sisters. The Christian walk, like I indicated yesterday, humility is a very dicey subject. So many people do not exhibit this character. But when things happen, when situations crop up, then the true nature pops up. But we thank God that the Bible is teaching us to humble ourselves, to humble ourselves, our will to the Father, so that one day, one time, we are going to reign with Christ in the heavens. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So now let's straight away go into the Word of God. Let's read the same Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. Now let's hear the Word of the Lord. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. The Bible says, God, because the Lord Jesus humbled himself, he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and has been given a name which is above every other name. What is that name? There is power in that name. There is healing. There is deliverance. There is victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth unto it, and they are saved. We are saved. We are not saved by our own. We are saved by the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. So we are saved by that name, the name above every other name, the name of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. When the Lord died, he went into the region of the abode and took the keys from Satan, triumphed over him, and now he is reigning supreme in heaven. And so if I and you, we humble ourselves, we are also going to reign with him likewise. Hallelujah. Now, there is an ungodly self-sufficient exaltation that leads to defeat and dishonor. Hallelujah. And the book of Daniel chapter 4 verse 30. Let's quickly read a portion from there. Daniel chapter 30 verse 40 about King Nebuchadnezzar. That is an example of an ungodly exhortation. Daniel chapter 4 verse 30. Let's hear the word of God. Now, hear the word of God says, the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom of the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. Hallelujah. So King Nebuchadnezzar, we know the story, was a great king who was arrayed in glory and power. But his heart was lifted and he began to, you know, raise himself. He thought he had all this honor and glory by himself. So as he began boasting and exalting himself, God took the kingdom from him. and he was driven into the woods where to become a very miserable man. Let's read Daniel 5 verse 20. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind handed in pride, he was disposed of this kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. God took his glory from him because his heart was hardened in pride. The Bible said God resisted the pride, the proud, and giveth grace unto the humble. So that is an example of an ungodly self-exaltation. Now let's look at another typical example from the Bible. Acts chapter 12, the book of Acts chapter 12, Acts chapter 12, verse 20 to 23. Let's hear the word of God. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desire peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a god and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. So this is also an example of ungodly self-sufficient exaltation that leads to defeat and dishonor. And that was what Lucifer also did from the beginning. He lifted his heart, God lifted. He said, "I will arise, I will set up my throne above the stars of heaven," and God will have to cast him down. And so we see that all these people failed because they were not able to submit their will unto the Father. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam, never failed. The last Adam, even to the point of death, he submitted his will to God. And because of that, I and you will have the way to everlasting life. Now, so we saw that Jesus Christ is the only perfect example of godly exaltation. The Bible says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." So when we look away to Jesus, we are going to reign with him in eternity. Now, let's go on. Jesus humbly surrendered himself to the will of the Father, that our salvation must be secure through his atoning death. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Now, what are the results? Are the results not glorious, my brothers and sisters? We are enjoying the benefits of that glorious result, that we should be called the children of God, sons and daughters of God. The Bible says, "As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of God." Because of what? Because of the humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, God's great salvation was purchased for us. God's Son was highly exalted. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Hallelujah. The name which is above every name. Every name that you can mention. So here we see that Jesus was raised victoriously from the dead. And he's seated at the right hand of God the Father. Now, he raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Now, and also, someday, I and you, we are going to return with him triumphantly. He's going to return triumphantly. But before then, we are waiting for the secret catching up, catching away. Now we are preparing ourselves. We are aligning ourselves with the Word of God. We are being clothed upon with the revelation that comes from above. Our souls are being made alive to that soon catching up away. Oh, the trumpet will sound. Now, and then our Lord is going to come. Oh, the thunders will be revealed and we will be changed in a moment of time. Hallelujah. So we are waiting, but before that triumphant appearing. Let's read Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Let's see what the word of God says. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. The Lord is going to judge in righteousness. The Lord is coming to make war against the false prophets, the antichrist, the demons and powers, and start and establish his kingdom here on earth. Until then, we have to what? Align ourselves. We have to submit ourselves unto God, our total will, to be humble before him, so that we will be able to be joined heirs with Christ when he should appear. Hallelujah. Now, are we going to be forced to bow so that at the end we will be separated from him forever? Or we are going to humbly bow and confess him and be exalted? That is, we are going to be lifted up into heavenly realms of forgiveness, into heavenly realms of blessings, into heavenly realms of growth, into heavenly realms of fruitfulness. We are going to what? Be blessed. We are going to be fruitful. Even now that we are fruitful in the things of God, we are going to rise up into that heavenly realm. And eventually, we are going to enter into that eternal exaltation where we'll be joined heirs with Christ. Oh, hallelujah. How glorious it will be serving him forever. Hallelujah. But what is the pathway to that? What is the pathway to that glorious heavenly realm? It is only by humility, as he himself humbled himself, humble his will, even to the death of the cross. If we are also willing to humble ourselves, we shall be raised and rule with him in the near future. Lord Jesus, What an amazing path he walked for us. He humbled himself as a servant, and now he is reigning supreme in heaven on his throne. And what a grand exaltation will be ours forever. What an astonishing joy to know that we are going to join him in exaltation, serving him eternally. Hallelujah. Oh, may the Lord help us, give us the grace to be able to serve him faithfully and wait for him, serve one another, and stay tuned and filled with the Spirit. When the Lord should come, then we will be like him and reign with him in his kingdom. May the Lord bless you, my brothers and sisters, for this week's sharing, for being my company. Oh, may we keep on, may we press on as we wait and go into the weekend, into our various local assemblies, and enjoy the blessings of God. Until I come your way again, shalom and God bless.